I just wanted to get an update from you, Jennifer, on the Northern Ireland protocol, because it looks like there might actually be a breakthrough. Is that overstating it?
No, I think things are definitely edging in one direction, and that's towards some kind of agreement. I think the mood music has been much more positive in the last couple of months in relation to the Northern Ireland protocol. So what we've heard this evening is that the EU are now testing the live tracking databases. Basically, they show the trade between Britain and Ireland and Northern Ireland. And this was a big bone of contention a couple of months ago. The EU basically said, you know, we need this data to be able to determine the facts around the trade that has taken place so that they know the laws that they need to set. And it looks like they are now testing that data this evening. That was a key block. On the other hand, you had the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill kind of clearing its final hurdles in London today. And we had this memorable quote. This is from the independent crossbencher. This is the real name, Lord Kerr of Kinlochard. And he was saying that efforts to secure changes to it were like trying to put lipstick on a pig. So I don't think I was expecting to hear that today about the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill. So on one hand, you do have progress being made in the European Union. Those technical talks are ongoing. And on the other hand, you have this bill that would effectively tear the entire thing up, moving closer towards getting through the House of Lords. So, you know, nothing is a given yet. But I did hear Simon Coveney saying this evening, or hinting, that actually it might be possible to have a negotiated settlement by the end of the year.
Yeah, just in the last minute, Martin, you no doubt heard those lines from Simon Coveney as well, sounding quite positive, I thought.
Yeah, Minister Coveney had a very good meeting with Chris Heaton Harris, his counterpart, Northern Ireland Secretary, last Wednesday. And, you know, what we need is early substantive progress between the EU and the UK in the talks, but also to get the structures in the north back up and running, and those two things can happen at the same time. And we very much welcome the fact that there isn't a date set in an election, or that the election is necessarily going to happen and definitely not going to happen this side of Christmas. And we want to see the Assembly back up and running and those talks progress, and there's no reason that can't happen together.
Okay, we have to take our last break.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.